the news. Look at the damn news. What's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. That's my dude, Cronus Paxton. I'm bumping that. That's the clean version of Look at the Coons. That's Look at the News. Y'all need to check out my dude's SoundCloud page. SoundCloud.com/Cronus, K-R-O-N-U-S dash Paxton, P-A-X-O-N. But anyway, family, we're ready to chop up some real good game on today's show, as we always do. Glad y'all tuned in. We're going to have a real good time, real deep conversation. I didn't do the show last week, was very busy working on some stuff, but I'm here today. And we're going to have a good conversation tonight, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. Don't you move a muscle, family. We'll be right back, right here on Tariq Radio.
Do you have any personal dating issues that you need addressed right now? Dating and life coach Mr. Locario will help you with his 30-minute game session. The Mr. Locario's 30-minute game session is a private one-on-one coaching session on the phone or through Skype. For 30 minutes, you'll get answers to any dating questions you have. To set up your 30-minute game session, go to MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
Listen up, family. Are you looking for some amazing beats for your next project? Then check out my man at DesmondABeats.com. He has hip-hop, R&B, pop tracks, everything you need to have a dope song. Go to DesmondABeats.com right now because he's running a limited time deal on beats and you don't want to miss out on this. He also has a song mixing and mastering service so you can get that crisp, tight sound. So again, go to DesmondABeats.com.
You look out your window and see people enjoying a beautiful day, but you can't because you need to wait for hours at the tax office to do your taxes. Those days are over. Let Hoosier Tax Man help you. We do tax preparation, individual and business. And best of all, you don't have to leave home. With our virtual tax prep service, submit your documents to our secure and encrypted portal. We use the same level of security your bank uses for online banking. We are licensed and bonded, and you'll get the maximum refund guarantee. Call us at 1-800-951-9591, 1-800-951-9591, or visit us at Hoosier. Taxman.com.
Every place that African men were dropped off during the Middle Passage, they brought with them martial culture, martial aesthetic, and martial posture, born in Africa. To Brazil, they brought capoeira. To Jamaica, la ja. To the West Indies, calinda and broma. To Venezuela. What is known about the Afro-American contribution? What did the warriors from Africa bring to the United States? Well, I can tell you, in one word, a lot. Find out more about the history of the Afro-American contribution to martial arts in the film Urban Dragons, a documentary available for instant download that's paired with some amazing bonuses detailing some of the most deadly men that this world has ever seen, using their skill to empower and defend their communities. Experience the sense of empowerment that comes with reconnecting with the African martial aesthetic. Visit www.urbandragonsfilm.com and tap into a missing piece of us that will make us so much better in so many ways. Visit www.urbandragonsfilm.com.
This is the Fortune 500 marketer, Musa Ali. Are you an entrepreneur looking to brand your business, or are you looking for ways to level up your own personal brand to create a larger reach? Well, join me in Oakland, California on February 10th, and I'll give you the secrets on how to build a multi-million dollar brand. To purchase tickets, go to universitybrand.eventbrite.com. Again, that's universitybrand.eventbrite.com. Spots are filling fast, so don't miss out on this opportunity to take your business and life to the next level.
Yeah. Oparas.com, that's the website. A lifestyle, way more than a name brand. Plenty of apparel, yeah, they're changing the game, man. To make it fresh, that was part of the game plan. And they're talking financial independence. Oparas even talking health and wellness. You need to check this if you want to elevate. Oparas is the real deal, better get it straight. Hey. Yeah, they got what you like, so ahead of the rest, so visit the website, that's O-P-A-R-A-S, yeah, that's O-P-A-R-A-S.
your credit application's been rejected due to unemployment, slow pays, or even identity theft? We can help. The Credit Pros specializes in removing bad credit history from credit reports. You only pay when credit items are actually deleted from your report. If you can't get a car loan, can't get a mortgage, or can't get a credit card, our team of certified FICO professionals can repair your credit. Even if you've been the victim of identity theft or have previously declared bankruptcy, we can help. Call and schedule a free evaluation to start repairing your credit. We specialize in removing bad credit items. You don't pay until items are removed. Call 844-631-4137 and schedule your evaluation today. The call is free and the evaluation is free. Call us today and start putting your credit problems behind you.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Crispin, everybody. And I got a brand new video game app out right now, everybody. It's called Crispin's Biscuits, everybody. And you can get the Crispin's Biscuits app right now on the iPhone Apple Store, everybody. And you can also get it on the Google Play Store, everybody. As a matter of fact, everybody, it was the number one game on Google Play all last week, everybody. The game is so exciting, everybody. There's 10 levels you can help me get through, everybody. Where I'm dodging bottles of lotion, everybody. I'm dodging hair clippers, everybody. And I'm dodging taco meat, everybody. So get the Crispy's Biscuits game right now, everybody, at crispysbiscuits.com, everybody. Now I'm about to do my coon laugh, everybody.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You're now tuning into the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Oh, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing? Glad to have the family tune in tonight. Shout out to everybody in the chat room, wherever I'm streaming live. I'm streaming in a couple of places, but shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to everybody. If you're listening and if you want to catch the show live, go subscribe to my Tariq Radio YouTube channel. Do that right now. Go subscribe to Tariq Radio. That's my YouTube channel. That's where I go live. I really don't use Ustream like that no more. Ustream just became extremely janky. But I'm here and I'm ready to make it do what it do. Happy Valentine's to all the couples out there. All the loved ones out there. Happy Valentine to you. I might take some calls. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. I hope you have your 1804 DVD or download. You can get that at 1804movie.com. And I hope you have all of your Hidden Colors DVDs, Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. I hope you got it. Now, where are all my L.A. people? Y'all, we're doing a music video next Monday out here in L.A. Now, it's a holiday Monday. Family in the chat room, what is Monday? What is the actual holiday? I know school is not popping off on Monday. It's some kind of holiday. That's why I chose that day to do the video. We're going to be shooting the music video in Hollywood. You know, me and my group, we got an EP coming out possibly next month. And we're doing the first video for it. We're going to have a good time, have a little fun. I want y'all to come join us in the video. We're doing like a club scene. I want y'all to come on through if you're in L.A. All my L.A. people, if you're available, you want to come through on Monday, chop it up with us, have a good time. We got a lot of females coming. We need a couple of players in the mix. We got a gang of females coming. I looked at the list. There's a gang of females coming. So we need a couple of players sprinkled through. We need some more women, too. You know, there can never be enough of the ladies. But it's going to be real fun. Y'all email me. Email at kingcasting@yahoo.com. K-I-N-G casting at yahoo.com. I'm going to say that one more time. King, K-I-N-G, casting at yahoo.com. If you're in LA, don't hit me up if you're in Tallahassee. I don't know, niggas be having a very bad habit of just emailing you just for the hell of it. You don't have any plans to participate, but you just want to throw your hat in the mix just to do it. But it is what it is. So a lot of stuff going on. The gun thing happened today. Well, not the gun thing, but the a terrorist act. Another white identity extremist. This dude named Nicholas Cruz. Down in Florida. Where's this place? Parksville? Where's this city where there was this mass shooting today? There was another mass shooting. There was another one, I think, yesterday or the day before. This dude killed about five people. Another white identity extremist. Another white supremacist Trump supporter went out and killed a bunch of folks. Killed like five people. Where was this? I think somewhere in Ohio. That happened yesterday or the day before. Now today, another white identity extremist just shot up a school, killed 17 people. Parkland, Florida. Now, how far is that from like Miami or Orlando? That sounds like something in Central Florida. I don't know. Outside of Boca Raton? Okay. Okay. So, my goodness. These white identity extremists are just out of control. And notice the whole conversation when it's a white identity extremist doing these murders, the focal point changes. Because, see, if it was a Muslim who killed 17 people, then it would be about not letting other Muslims in. They would focus on Muslims, other people. They would focus on them. If it was a black person who killed 17 people, they'd be shaking down every black neighborhood in America right now. Shaking cats down. It'll be about locking up more black folks, getting tough on crime, meaning tough on black folks. But when this white identity extremist, and all of them, whenever they do these mass shootings, notice it's not about rounding up white identity extremists and finding out where they're radicalized. It's not about going to all of these known websites where these white supremacists fester and come up with their ideology and become radicalized every single day. It's never about that. It's all about gun control. Now the whole conversation is all these guns are the problem. These inanimate objects. You dig? That's where the focal point is. And they're shooting themselves in the foot doing that. They keep low-key, inadvertently, giving these white supremacists a pass, which is empowering them and emboldening them more. You're making them more emboldened. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. Now, today's topic, let's get deep. Let's get deep on today's show. Today's topic, we're talking about the Negro bedbug. You know, I always talk about the Negro bedwinch, but I want to focus on the bedbugs out here. Now, we all know a Negro bedwinch is a female of African descent. I won't call her a sister. A bedwinch is a female of African descent who specifically targets white males to date, and they are willing to throw the rest of black society under the bus in order to continue to have sexual access to white males. That's what a bedwinch is. But on the flip side of that, we also have a lot of bedbugs out here. Because if you look at the movie, I think we talked about this in Hidden Colors 4. We talked about how not only were sisters getting raped on plantations during antebellum slavery, a lot of black males were getting raped and taken advantage of sexually as well. And that's something that's really not talked about, that bed buck mentality. because that created a mentality, and that mentality is really popping its way up to the surface now. A lot of behavior patterns we have are held over from antebellum slavery. It did a number on us psychologically. And there are a lot of black men out here who are looking to gain sexual access with white males. It's not just white women. See, that's another thing. See, a lot of people think that a bedbug is a dude who's trying to get with the white women. And to a certain degree, that's true. But you have black men out here who are spreading them booty cheeks for the white males out here on the low. And we don't really understand the gravity of this. We don't really understand how severe this is. Our brother, Neely Fuller, said something a couple of years ago, and I want y'all to look this up. He said this. He said, the white man's anus is going to become the new black vagina. I think he said that around 2016. And that confused a lot of people. That confused a lot of people when he said that. But he said, mark my words, the white man's anus is going to become the new vagina. Now, I know that sounds crazy. But what he was saying, white supremacy, the system of white supremacy, it has a way of emasculating the black male so much, not only will he become effeminized, he will seek the white male for sexual gratification. And that's what we see now. We see a lot of that going on. Literally and figuratively, somebody said they're confused. No, no, no. Y'all need to listen to this. This is some real shit we talking right now. See, that's the thing. We don't talk about the bed bugs. That's why a few weeks ago on the show, I was talking about how they keep trying to push these white transsexuals on black men. They keep trying to push white trannies on black men. They keep trying to shame black men into being homosexual or homosexual sympathizers. There's this shaming. They're trying to shame black men into somehow accepting transsexuals, particularly white ones. I saw something about the movie Black Panther. And I'm going to go see Black Panther this week. But somebody tweeted something from one of these media outlets. And let me see if I can get the direct tweet. Hold on. Let me see if I can get the direct tweet. Because I want to be clear and exact on this. But this was a very interesting tweet somebody made. Where is it? It said something to the effect of, the movie Black Panther had an opportunity to show respect to the LBG community. I haven't seen the movie yet, but they were saying something about the Black Panther movie should have shown some type of respect. They had an opportunity, and the opportunity was missed for them to get into some type of LGBT storyline. I don't know if the characters are, some characters might be gay, or there might be implied homosexuality. I don't know. But I saw one of the media outlets, one of their coons, put this out. Okay, this is it right here. This is it right here. I'm looking at it right now. It says, and this is from somebody named IO9. They work for one of these media corporations. It says, Marvel misses another easy opportunity for LGBTQ representation with Black Panther. So some moist dude one of these. Oh, I'm looking at the article now. It's one of these Shea Butter, The Root, Blavity ass niggas. Gizmodo is them. It's from that crowd. It's a Shea Butter nigga talking about how Marvel Comics, they should have had some gay representation in the movie Black Panther. And notice they don't say no shit like that about no white movies. You see that? They don't say nothing about they missed an opportunity for LGBT. They don't do that for no white movie, especially no white action movie. This is an action movie. But for the biggest, really one of the biggest black movies in a long time, one of the biggest movies with a black cast in the history of cinema, damn near. I haven't seen a movie with this much hype. This is really going to be one of the biggest movies with a black cast outside of Fast and Furious, because Fast and Furious, when you look at it, that franchise, the cast is black, but they're portrayed as multiracial. But this is a very distinctively black film. And you see they're trying to push the bed buck agenda with this movie. They're trying to push the bed buck agenda with this movie. You don't see them trying to make Captain America or Iron Man gay, talking about there should be an opportunity for the LGBT. They do that with us, and they're very specific about doing that with us. But understand what I'm saying. The bedbug agenda is real, and there are a bunch of brothers out here, quote unquote, who have thrown in the towel when it comes to challenging white supremacy. Because white supremacy is revving itself up, and when white supremacy revs itself up, two things are going to happen. You're going to stand up stronger, or you're going to submit stronger. And we got a lot of dudes out here submitting. And they're submitting to the point where they're cracking open them cheeks and giving up booty snacks. They have been buck broken. We talked about that in Hidden Colors. That's why y'all need to get all the Hidden Colors series. We talk about the phenomenon of buck breaking, how they would break the spirit of black men by raping them. But I've been looking at patterns lately of how black males are caping for white supremacists and suspected white supremacist males. I've noticed there's a lot of brothers caping for them. This white cat, Michael Rapaport, actor. Last week or so, Michael Rapaport was on Twitter making his little slick-ass comments. And let me say this. Michael Rapaport, he's always rubbed me the wrong way. If you've listened to my show for years, I've always had a problem with the white cats who's on that yo, 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 work to your mother. I've always had a problem with that bullshit. I have always had a problem with that type of rhetoric. I've always had a problem with that. Somebody in the chat room said The Root. Yeah, you look at some of those white publications, The Root, Huffington Post, all of these white male-owned publications, notice all the black males are moist. I'm moist for real, for real. But like I was saying, Michael Rapaport, who played a white supremacist in a movie called Higher Learning back in the day, that's how he got his weight up. Michael Rapaport prides himself on being the yo, yo, yo white dude. He's down. He has an honorary pass. He's invited to the cookout, and we need to get off that cookout bullshit where we invite folks to the cookout and stop all that. It shouldn't be no cookout. We don't need no cookout right now. But Michael Rapaport, he has a black wife now. And a lot of these dudes, once they start laying up with sisters and they get away with doing the yo, 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 they feel like they can get real loose with the lips. And Michael Rapaport, he was saying some real slick shit about LeVar Ball's shoes. I didn't like that. because I respect LaVar Ball and I respect their hustle and I respect them owning their brand. And he's like, yeah, fuck those shoes. Those shoes are ugly. He's doing all that. I'm like, that rubbed me the wrong way right there. But then he starts saying some slick stuff about like Beyonce, and he was talking real greasy about her. It was Janet. He was like, people were talking about the Super Bowl, and he was like, yeah, Janet ain't had none out. Janet ain't relevant and all this old shit. And people, you know, pushed back against him. A lot of sisters did. A lot of sisters didn't like that. They pushed back. And I clowned a little bit. I'm like, I don't like that bullshit. But what I noticed it was some black dudes caping for him. They were like, nah, Tariq, Michael Rappaport is cool. Michael Rappaport is cool. It's dudes, black men, caping for this fucking dude. Now, that was disturbing to me. That was disturbing. Gary Owens, another one. Gary Owens starts saying some slick stuff about Monique because Gary Owens is cool with Will Packer. Will Packer's the producer of some of the movies that Gary Owens been in. But Gary Owens, and I know Brad, that's my dude's partner. My dude Brad, I'm real good friends with one of Gary Owens' people. Brad is my dude. But Gary Owens, he kind of have to watch himself on that. That's not a good look. That's some shit you don't really need to get into. You don't need to get into that. You don't need to get into that. See, the thing is, let me tell you something, brothers. I'm going to talk to black men. I'm talking to black men in particular. The most pussified thing you can do is let any other race of men diss your women. That's the most pussified thing you can do. Because good or bad, right or wrong, they don't sit back and let you diss their women. They don't sit there and co-sign you when you diss their women. Even if they disagree with her, they're not going to sit there and co-sign you dissing their women. They just don't. None of these groups, Hispanic, Asian, white, none of them. Even if they know the woman is wrong, they're not going to side with you dissing her. They don't let that happen. They know the consequences of that, and they cut it short. Dumbass Negroes, you'll let these white supremacists talk shit about sisters and you go join the white supremacists to throw the sisters under the bus. Nothing is more bitch made than that. Nothing is more bitch made than that. That's you just opening up your ass. That's you being a bedbug. Because a lot of these niggas have vagina envy. A lot of these dudes, they see sisters and they say, why the sister, if she wants something, she can just go fuck massa. See, I'm giving you the plantation mentality. A lot of dudes thought this on a plantation. When they saw sisters, they were like, all she got to do is go in, she has something of value, which is her vagina. She go in there and get that vagina to massa. She gets all types of goodies. She gets to stay in the nice warm house. It's cool in the daytime and warm at night. I mean, damn, I'm out here on this field. I wish I had a pussy. Maybe if I wash this ass good enough and spruce it up, that'll be a boy pussy. So I can take her place. You see, that's how coons think. That's how coons think. You want to snuggle up to white daddy so you can push the sisters out the way and open your ass up. We're going to have to call it what it is. That's moist bitch nigga shit to sit up there and let these white supremacists throw a sister under the bus and you sitting up there cackling under a damn white supremacist. You'll never be respected. And a lot of niggas don't want to be respected. They want that ass smacked by white daddy. But the thing with the Michael Rappaport, that yo-yo-yo, you always watch out for those dudes with the yo-yo-yo. They think just because they walk around and do the yo-yo-yo, they're supposed to get some kind of pass. And no, you're not going to get a pass. Some of these dudes be the biggest goddamn racist with all that yo-yo-yo. Marky Mark. Mark Wahlberg used to do all that yo-yo-yo-yo-yo, feel the vibrations, all that old bullshit. He's from Boston. He had a little racist past. And notice all the yo-yo-yo talk is gone. You don't do all that yo-yo-yo talk. Vanilla Ice, that was another one with all the yo-yo-yo talk. He was yo-yo-yo this and yo-yo that, and I'm from the streets of Miami. And see, back then, people would check that shit. See, back then, people were smart enough to check that. People were smart enough to check Vanilla Ice. Yo, Vanilla Ice was like, yo, I went to school with Luke from the 2 Live Crew, so I'm down. And Luke was like, I didn't go to school with no fucking Vanilla Ice. Fuck out of here. People would call him out on that. But the thing is, back in the day, we had rules. We knew how to shut shit down and check it, especially out here. Because, see, Vanilla Ice did all that yo-yo-yo shit down in Miami and all that yo-yo-yo shit out in Dallas. But when he came to California with that yo-yo-yo shit, he ran up on some real ones. They dangled his ass out of a fucking window and all the yo-yo-yo shit went out the window. That went out the door. All that yo-yo-yo stopped. We knew how to check stuff back in the day like that. Stuff like that would get checked. Even with MC Search. You know, MC Search from the group Third Base, he was on that yo-yo-yo shit. He had a black girlfriend, black wife, and he's yo-yo-yoing this and yo-yo-yoing that. And, you know, he kind of got a pass for being the yo-yo-yo dude. He became the honorary black dude. He got away with the yo-yo-yo for a long time because back in New York, a lot of folks gave him a pass. And that's another thing. A lot of cats who were giving Michael Rapaport a pass were dudes who were from Brooklyn, and they were like, yeah, this is just how white cats in Brooklyn talk. And I'm not saying that represents all brothers from New York, because there's a lot of brothers who ain't with that dumb shit. But a lot of brothers out there were giving him a pass, just like they were giving MC Search a pass for all his yo-yo-yo stuff. And the thing is, brothers give him a pass because MC Search and other white cats like him, they are the liaison between the streets and corporate money. Because Search, you know, he got Nas signed. So Search had connections. You know, he used that whiteness, which was cool. But still, you check yourself. You ain't got that much of a pass. So Search was known for kind of being the little slick mouth white dude. Even in New York, he was known as being the slick mouth white dude. But a lot of cats gave him a pass with that. The only person I heard of in New York that did not give MC Search a pass was Professor Griff. That's the only person who did. I think Professor Griff was about to whoop his ass, because Search was, they were up at Def Jam because they were all on the same label. And from what I understand, Search was up there talking slick and Griff almost got in his ass. But MC Search was known for all that yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo shit, and he thought he was down, and he thought he was cool, and he thought he was an honorary black dude. Then he made a mistake and got a little too comfortable and dissed MC Hammer. Remember that? On the Gas Face record, he was like, yeah, shut the fuck up, Hammer, and all that shit. He dissed Hammer, and then MC Search decided to come on out here to L.A., and he found out they had a hit on his ass in the streets. Some of the Crips was about to light his ass up. Because a lot of folks don't know. Y'all think Hammer was corny and doing all that dancing. Hammer was really connected, and the streets fuck with Hammer all up and down the West Coast heavy. So that shit wasn't gonna fly out here. So the Sea Riders was on his ass. So they had to do all types of political moves and get some OGs involved to get the streets up off MC Search's ass. You understand? But the thing is, we had rules back in the day where we would check bullshit, because wasn't that bedbug mentality wasn't as prevalent as it is now. Cats just weren't having, and you knew how to check niggas. If you disrespect somebody in our community, especially somebody that we fuck with, we're going to have to holler at you. We got rules, just like they have rules. They don't let you mess with nobody from their community. So now you look now, And also, speaking of MC Search, I heard him on my man Gus T. Renegade show, and Gus was interviewing MC Search, and MC Search sound like he's from the damn alt-right damn near right now. He's a white supremacy denier. Oh, he was all doing all types of white supremacy denials. But I digress, but we got this thing now where we give these slick mouth white supremacist cats a pass. I saw something, somebody sent me a World Star video last week, and there was a room full of black dudes. I don't know where this was. It was a room full of black dudes, and there was this white boy in there, and the white boy was stepping to one of the black dudes. It was a little short dude, real, real short guy, and the white dude was kind of punking the black dude out. The white boy was like, yeah, nigga, you shut the fuck up, nigga, yeah, nigga. This is a white dude talking to a brother. And there's other Negroes standing around filming and giggling. The white dude was like, yeah, nigga, shut the fuck up, nigga. I mean, this was a white boy. And he's punking this dude out, and these Negroes do nothing. They just sit up, giggle, talking about World Star. Y'all kill yourself. You kill yourself, Negroes, if you're letting stuff like that happen. That's bed bug shit. Dudes like that, if you sit around and let that type of stuff happen, I question dudes who let stuff like that happen. Dudes who sit up there and give white supremacists passes like that and let them disrespect another black person around you like that, you'll do anything. You'll crack those butt cheeks open. You'll do anything. That's soft bitch nigga shit. We got dudes who will openly cape for white supremacists. So like, look, I did my debate with Jared Taylor. Great debate. Jared Taylor doing his line as usual, and his lies are easily debunkable. It took 2 seconds to debunk all his lies. Do you know there's a contingency of Negroes caping for Jared? They're like, ooh, Jared, got you, white daddy, got you. There's Negro coons making videos giving props to Jared Taylor. And Jared Taylor sat up here talking about black people are genetically inferior with low IQs, and you got Negroes caping for this white supremacist. Ooh, he got white daddy, got you, Tariq. These are bed bucks. You're a bed buck. You can twist and turn any form of logic you want to twist and turn it. But you are a bed buck. And also, let's be very clear. There are a bunch of white supremacists pretending to be black. Let's be very clear. Because I saw on Stormfront, because I study some of these white supremacist websites, and I saw on Stormfront, they were talking about creating fake screen names and joining black message boards and all this stuff. So a lot of those comments are from white supremacists, but I've seen coons actually make videos, these moist coons giving props to Jared damn Taylor. If you give props to an open white supremacist under any circumstances, you are a fucking bedbug. Your asshole is open for business. You can twist and justify that any way you want to. Your asshole has traffic going in and out, nigga. There should be a toll road in your butt cheeks, nigga. But the thing is, if you look at a lot of these known coons, what was that coon I debated, that Black Hannity dude? Y'all remember him? I debated him a month or so ago. Notice he was very moist, and I even questioned his relationship with those white males he was around. His whole energy was moist, as if they run trains on him. I'm not saying this to be facetious, but his whole energy was moist. Notice a lot of these coons, there's a moist spirit about these dudes. Look at them. Look at a lot of these moist, these dudes who hang around, these coons. That Black Hannity dude, he was hella moist. And I just had Jesse Lee Peterson on Ism Radio. A lot of folks enjoyed Jesse Lee Peterson on the show. I had Jesse Lee Peterson on Ism Radio. And I even asked Jesse, I'm going to be very honest. And my lady said this too when we got home. I think that Jesse Lee Peterson is gay. And I'm not saying that to disparage Jesse. That's why, I was asking Jesse Lee about his relationships. Yeah, another coon, Paris Denard. That's another one. I forgot about him. Yeah, look how moist he is. He's moist. But Jesse Lee Peterson, if you look at Jesse, because when I got home, my wife was looking at the video. She's like, is Jesse Lee Peterson gay? I said, I don't know. I think he might be. Because I kind of asked him. I asked if he had an alternative lifestyle or whatever. He said, nah. But Jesse Lee Peterson is damn near 70 years old. He ain't married. You dig? And only has one kid that he had back in the damn, 60s. So I think it's very possible. And he told me he lives out there in West Hollywood. And anybody in L.A., they know. You know what West Hollywood is about. See, I get information. I'm not saying he is, because, for libel reasons, but I think he might be. He said he wasn't, but I really think he is. And I'm not saying that to disparage him, but I'm just saying that to make a point. It's very rare for a damn near 70-year-old dude to not have been married. That's very rare. A 70-year-old fucking dude not married? And no kids? That's weird. Well, you have a kid, but it was a kid from way back in the day. And you buck dancing for white daddy like that? And that's another thing. I had Jesse on the show, and I wanted y'all to really peep Jesse's game out, because again, I'm still thinking about doing that documentary about coons, but I wanted y'all to really peep Jesse out. I hope y'all studied the Ism Radio episode, and since he was a guest, I was very respectful to him on the show. I didn't go in on him. I just let him talk, because I wanted to get to know him. I want to know what makes a person a coon. I wanted to let y'all see the coon mindset without me badgering him. I didn't badger him. We're very respectful. We had fun. I was, I had butter biscuits and shit like that. I had fun with him. But I wanted you to really peep where he was coming from outside of the canned talking points. And I hope there's a lot of takeaways y'all got from that. Yeah, I clowned him. Yeah, I clowned, but I was having fun. It was all in fun. I did clown, but a lot of it was in fun. But the thing is, I wanted y'all to pick up on something with that Jesse Lee Peterson interview. He's one of those baby boomers. We talked about that. He came up in the 1950s and 60s, had a baby out of wedlock. He was doing all types of whatever, chasing white women and all that stuff that he said. He said he was chasing a white woman back in the 60s. But if you really listen to Jesse Lee Peterson, and I even talked about how likable Jesse was. Jesse has a likable personality. He has a little speech impediment, very mild-mannered and meek. You almost feel sorry for him to a certain degree. And that's why the white supremacists chose to prop him up, because they knew that he would be somewhat of an unassuming person. But I want y'all to peep game, though. With Jesse Lee Peterson, listening to him talk yesterday, how different is he from your mother and father, from the average mother and father of black people? Some of the stuff he was talking about, you hear regular black parents from that same era talk that same shit. You understand? If you listen to Jesse Lee Peterson, I've heard people who weren't considered open coons around his age talking that same shit. Somebody said he's nothing like my mommy, daddy. How do you know that? No. How do you know that? See, this is what y'all don't understand. See, Jesse Lee Peterson you know, he's made it his job for talking those talking points. But if you look at Jesse Lee Peterson, a lot of older black folks from that era, they have the same damn mentality. Jesse, you just get to see it openly. The problem is, you don't get to see your mom, your dad, or your uncle when they are at work. See, that's the thing. You don't get to see grandma, granddad when they're at their job around other white people. And I'm going to tell you, truth be told, see, at home, they talk a good game around you. But when they go to work, nigga, those butter biscuits are right there in the microwave. They be talking that same Jesse Lee Peterson bullshit when they get around the white people at their job. Don't you think mom and dad don't be talking that bullshit when they get up there at that job? They be tipping the hat and buck dancing. Oh, it becomes Bojangles time when they get up there at that job, nigga. You just don't see it. You don't know the level of ass kissing and buck dancing your parents and grandparents be doing on these jobs, man. You don't understand it. They be in there showing out. Let's keep it 100. Because I've heard some black folks talk that shit that Jesse talk. You dig? And then they teach that a lot of the young generation, they do the same type of cooning too. I'll see a lot of black folks will talk a good game. But when even this generation, when you go to that job, boy, you put the tap shoes on. I've seen videos, and I talked about this before. I saw some videos of some dudes from like some Greek organization. They were at that job. It was a job full of white people, and them niggas in there stepping in front of the white people because it was their anniversary, the 100-year anniversary of their frat, and they were in there doing all the stepping, and it looked like some plantation shit. A lot of black folks, you're going to have to be honest, when you go to work, boy, the tap shoes get to going. There's a lot of black folks, and if you ain't cooning it up, you know one at your damn job. If you ain't the coon, there's a coon at your damn job. Understand, if there's more than one black person there, because you could be the token black person, and that's one thing. Tokens can go one way or another. You can be just a full-fledged coon, or you can be the kind of token black person who just kind of keeps to themselves. Like, oh, fuck all these people. I ain't about to go to lunch with them. I ain't trying to go to Spearmint Rhino with these fuckers. I'm just trying to get my check. You know, you that type of person at work. But when it's multiple black people at a job, there's a designated coon. Somebody's a fucking coon, and you know it. Somebody's a goddamn coon if there's more than one black person. They make sure there's a designated coon there. They wouldn't have y'all up there if there wasn't one designated coon who's really the overseer who goes back and tells every goddamn thing you do. There's one coon at your job who's the liaison. He sits up and tells everything that happens. You dig? And that's the thing. That's why a lot of niggas get mad when they see people like us stand up to the white supremacists. Boy, they get mad because that's something they can't even fathom. When they see us stand up and check white supremacists without any fear, oh, the buck dancing is heavy. That's jealousy, hate, and that's an opportunity for them to slide in and get good with massa. You dig? But just like when Jesse was on the show, Jesse Lee Peterson was at the show, and he was saying some disparaging things about black women. And I hope y'all caught that. And I was trying to dig deeper because he had a real bad relationship with his mother, and he was talking about forgiveness and all this stuff, forgiving his mother and all this stuff. But he was talking about how out of control black women were. You saw, I wanted y'all to catch that. Really slick dissing black women And that goes back to what I said earlier. A lot of those coons who are bed bucks, they see themselves in competition with black women. They're like, no, massa, you don't need no pussy. You need man ass. You don't need pussy. You need me, massa. That's the mentality of coons. That's why I think Jesse Lee might have that alternative lifestyle. But notice, you notice known coons. One thing about coons, they always have this vitriol and hatred for black women. Think of some of the most well-known coons out there, especially around YouTube. They have this deep hatred, this violent hatred for black women, because black women, they're competition for them. They want to push black women out the way so they can spread open their little chocolate butt cheeks and move their balls over and let massa have his way. That's why these niggas get to skinning and grinning when they get around white daddy. There's a psychology behind that, family. You got to understand that. They're in competition. But to really show y'all how deep this thing is, I saw a term on some of the white supremacist websites. I saw this term, and I'm the kind of person, I look at patterns. When I see patterns of certain things, if I see a word or a phrase or some type of ideology more than once, I'm like, okay, there's something to this. And this is very disturbing. I almost don't want to tell y'all what the hell this bullshit is, because just the visuals of it is kind of sick. But I saw this term called thug hunter. Now, let me warn you, family. If you Google this term, it's pretty grotesque. I'm warning you. I'm talking about it for the sake of conversation. It's a term. Look at the Urban Dictionary. I know, family, I'm telling you. Don't say I didn't warn you. Don't say I didn't fucking warn you. Don't. Some of y'all, just kind of take my word for it. The Urban Dictionary. Let me just give you the Urban. Don't Google it. Don't. I promise you don't want to see this shit. You don't want to see it. Don't Google it. Just don't Google it. But the Urban Dictionary describes it. It says, thug hunter, a white male who seeks out sex from thuggish black men. So it's not just, they got several, from what I'm saying, several little porn sites dedicated to this little phenomenon, but it's something where white males specifically look for thuggish black men, not gay black men, but thuggish black men, to coerce them to have sex with them. And there's a lot of brothers into this bullshit. It's not a particular site. It's like a little fetish type of thing. It's like a little fetish that a lot of dudes make themselves available to. Don't Google it. Just take my word. You don't want to see the shit. Don't do it. Just take my word. I'm telling you, don't want to see the shit. You don't want to see it, nigga. It's some sick shit. But this is what a lot of niggas out here doing. A lot of niggas out here into that type of bullshit. And this is something I saw on some white supremacist websites. And that's the thing that was very interesting. I saw this on white supremacist website, so they kind of know about it. But this is what brothers are out here doing, literally and figuratively, letting white men run all up in them, and they running all up in white dudes on the low. Just like Neely Fuller said, the white man's anus is going to be the new vagina. You understand? This is what's out here, man. Just take my word for somebody in the chat room says, should they Google it? Just take my word for it, man. Just underdone. I don't think you want to see this shit. You don't want to see it. Just take my word for it, man. But again, you watch these niggas, you watch these dudes who co-signed white supremacists. You look at these niggas who's giggling and giving the pass to white supremacists and propping up white supremacists in any shape or form. They can justify it any way they want to. But when these niggas out here caping for white supremacists, it might be some thug hunting action going on. You dig? Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Like I said, man, I hope y'all got your DVDs, 1804movie.com. Get your DVDs, hiddencolorsfilm.com. Hiddencolorsfilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed on Twitter. And like I said, we're doing the video next Monday. If you're in LA, ladies, where you at? Ladies, you need to come on down to the music video set. We're going to have a good time Monday. You should be off work Monday. A lot of people are off work, out of school. Y'all email me if you're in LA, available to come to the film set, the music video set. Players, y'all come on through. No thug hunt niggas, though. It ain't that kind of video. We don't need no thug hunt niggas. But email me at kingcasting@yahoo.com. K-I-N-G casting@yahoo.com. All right, you guys be good. I'm going to holler at you guys on Ustream Sunday.